verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. I want to preach this evening a message titled, Till He Come. We are gathered this evening as the body of Christ to observe the sacred ordinance of the Lord's Supper as a New Testament Baptist church. The Lord's Supper is a local ordinance, a local church ordinance, to be observed by the members of the Lord's church in a particular body. For 2,000 years, Baptists have been faithfully obeying the commands of our text. And we are part of that holy succession of Baptist brethren, Baptist churches that date all the way back to the founding of the first church by the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. And we are responsible to be mindful and to remember to do some certain things till He come. You know, the Lord's Supper, when we observe it, there are several aspects to it. I believe, first and foremost, we are to remember what the Lord Jesus Christ did. He is the single most important person in all of human history, because He is the only one who was born of a virgin, who completely fulfilled every aspect of the law of God, all of the prophecies relating to His first advent and coming. He is the only one qualified to go to the cross, to die in the stead of sinners, as God manifest in the flesh. He is the only one who was able to offer Himself as a pure, a holy, a perfect, a consecrated sacrifice so that we can be set free, so that our sin debt would be paid in full, and that all of our sins would be blotted out by the blood and sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So tonight, there is emphasis placed on the Lord instituting the Lord's Supper and telling the disciples, remember me. Do this in remembrance of me. Remember my death. Remember how I had to die for sinners. We need to remember tonight what the Lord Jesus Christ did for us. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, He became poor, that we through His poverty might be made rich. He came from heaven's glory to swap places with broken, corrupted, filthy, stinking, rotten sinners. He died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. It ought to humble our hearts as we remember his death, as we remember how he was beaten, how he was bloodied, how he offered his body and soul a sacrifice for sin, how he cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because he was in our place, taking our sins, taking our punishment, suffering in our stead. He literally gave everything he had in order to redeem us, in order to cleanse us from our sins. Tonight, remember, that's the only way people can be saved, is by his work. Paul said, told the Corinthians about the gospel by which you're saved, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, how that he was buried, how he rose again according to the Scriptures. Let us never, ever forget what a monumental work it was for Jesus Christ to die in the stead of sinners, not just one sinner, not just two, but the weight of all the elect was placed upon him, the weight of their sins. And how thankful we ought to be tonight as we break the bread and we drink the wine to remember what our Lord did for us. And then remember how you're to behave as believers and children of God till he come. Folks, if you're saved, the finished work of Jesus Christ on your behalf, if he died in your stead, if he took your sins away, if he's given you new life, if he's given you the hope of eternal life and heaven, your whole life should be changed. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Our lives are to be dedicated unto him. We ought to know how we ought to behave ourselves in the house of God, the church of the living God. If there ever should be a people dedicated, consecrated, committed to the Lord, it's us. We ought to be separated from a world that is in darkness and filled with ungodliness. We can't live like they do. We've been redeemed. We've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. We're indwelt by the Spirit. We're to obey the Word of God. So until he come, you and I are to live a different kind of life. One that is not in agreement with a world that is opposed to God. Our lives are to be in agreement with the Word of God, with the life of Jesus Christ, following his example, doing what he bids us do. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Paul told the Corinthians, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord, what agreement hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will be a father unto you. And I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. till He come. We are to live separated lives under the glory of God. We are to display the light of Jesus Christ. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify my Father, your Father which is in heaven. Folks, I wonder tonight, is there any difference between you and the world? Between the way you think, the way you act, the way you live, and a world that is in total opposition to God, His Word, and the Gospel. Remember, till He come, we're to live sanctified lives. Remember also the work that we've been given by Jesus Christ till He come. What we're doing tonight is part of the Great Commission. We have been given a work. We are to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. That faith, that system of doctrine, those beliefs that line up with in the Word of God, we are to live and teach those truths. We're responsible tonight to carry out the work of the Great Commission until He come. It involves preaching the gospel to every creature, to be a personal witness, starting in your own home, in your community, and then we are to spread out as we have ability to share the gospel message through mission activity, through sermon audio, whatever it may be. You and I need to be more zealous, more diligent about telling others of the good news that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. We have a work to do till He come. And then when people are saved, we are to baptize them by the authority of this New Testament church, adding them to this body. And once they become part of this body, Jesus said, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Till He come, we must be up and doing. We must be faithful to carry out the Great Commission. You say, but we don't see a lot of results. The results have nothing to do with us. We are to pray, to sow, to be faithful, to be diligent, to do everything in our power to advance the glory of God and the kingdom of Christ. And ultimately, God has to give the increase. But let's never shirk our responsibility till He come. In fact, I challenge you tonight and I urge you to live with a greater sense of responsibility as a member of Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church to be up and doing and carrying out the Great Commission. And then remember to be faithful and consecrated to Christ and His church till He come. Be committed. Be active. Be faithful as a member of the Lord's church. Don't make excuses. Be faithful to God. Do what's right. Understand that your position, your part of this body is essential. What you do affects everybody. So commit, I urge you tonight, as we are about to enter into a new year, and as you partake of the bread and the wine tonight, and you remember what the Lord did for you, remember also He's the one that added you to this church. He's the one that sovereignly selected you in particular. And take up your responsibility to be faithful. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Anybody with any spiritual sense sees the day approaching. He's coming. Until He come, be committed. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. I want to ask you tonight, examine your heart. Are you doing all that you can? Are you consecrated? Are you committed? Are you pitching in as a member of this church? Or are you content just to show up from time to time? Pray for one another. Be a blessing to one another. Pitch in the work of the Lord. Be faithful in your tithes and in your offerings. Be faithful as a witness. Be faithful to God's house. Be committed to sharing the gospel. Be an exceptional church member. And then love one another till He come. We've lost some souls that have passed on to glory. They've graduated. Love one another now. Be committed to one another as members of this body. Jesus said, "Herein shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Consider it an honor and a privilege to be part of this body, to share in this experience tonight, even in worship and in the observance of the Lord's Supper. Provoke unto love and to good works. Live your life in such a way that it proves to everybody that's around you that you love God's people and you love the Lord. And if you do that, you're not going to be telling tales about another member. You're going to be doing what's right. You're going to be praying for each other, bearing one another's burdens. Love one another till He comes. And then remember to live with a sense of urgency and expectation till He come. So often we go through our lives without much thought to the coming of the Lord. He's coming soon. How do I know that? Well, I've got the Word of God. Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." That's all we need. If He said, "Behold, I come quickly," our response should ever be, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus. I'm ready. I'm waiting. I'm looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm redeemed. I'm purified. I'm looking living in such a way as that I believe that He could come at any moment. Well, I tell you, that would keep you from doing a lot of stupid things if you really believed that the Lord is coming back at any given day. I'm asking you this year, as we are about to enter into a new year, this may be the year that He comes. Don't be satisfied. Just with getting along. Let's commit and strive and with determination covenant with one another and with the Lord that this year we are going to serve the Lord with a greater sense of responsibility and passion, and that we're going to start coming to the house of God with hearts open, ready to receive the word of truth, with minds that are not cluttered and filled with worldly thoughts. We're coming to worship in spirit and in truth. We're coming to build up, edify, encourage one another. We're going to live our lives this year till He come in such a way that people will see that we are on fire for the glory of God. Oh, that He would help us. That we would be renewed, revived, strengthened, encouraged, empowered to live exceptionally as we anticipate the coming of the Lord. Not satisfied with mediocrity, not satisfied with the status quo, but saying in our hearts, I want to grow this year. I want to know more of the Word. I want the Word to work on me. I want to be more like Jesus Christ. I want to be more loving, more gracious, more kind, more bold. Till He come, let's renew our dedication and devotion. May these thoughts, as we partake of this solemn ordinance tonight, may we rekindle a real desire for God. There's so much at stake. Let's advance this year for God's glory. If the members would go ahead and get in the middle.